State leaders want to use $100 million in state bonds to help keep the Elliott State Forest in public hands. Oregon legislators released their list of projects today to bond in the next 2 years. Money for the Elliott Forest is the most controversial item. State leaders had planned to sell the Southern Oregon Forest to a private timber company, but in May, they opted to stop the sale. The $100 million in bonds would let the state protect a particularly vulnerable stretch of forest while exploring options to sell or trade the rest. Republican Senator Fred Girod voted for the bond list in a committee today, despite objections to the Elliott deal.
There is one thing in this budget that I absolutely did not want, and that's the funding of the Elliott. I find it sad that we make it so difficult to harvest timber.
The bonding list also includes money for Multnomah County's new courthouse, the University of Oregon's new science campus, and a range of community college improvements. The full legislature still must approve the list before their July 10th deadline to end this year's session.